This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
So let's move on to our next conversation. Joining us on the line from TTM is the Communications and Marketing Manager, Chidino Ndou, talking to us about the sale of the club. Chidino, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Gwena, and good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM. Firstly, let me apologize on behalf of the president of TTM. He was supposed to be the one talking, but then he is driving and he sent me on his behalf. Thank you very much for inviting us.
No, fantastic. And thank you for at least filling up that space. So, first one, is the club for sale?
Definitely, yes. The club is for sale.
And why is that? What were the reasons that necessitated the club to go on sale?
Okay. We are in the process of purchasing a PSL status. And just to top up on what we were charged, that's why we decided to sell the club and then be able to purchase the PSL status.
And is it a decision that was sudden because of what is happening now, or did it come out of the fact that there's somebody who's interested in the sale of the club?
No. Here is the situation. As a club, or rather as an ambitious club, we have a five-year plan. Number one, when we formed the team, We campaigned in a lower division. That was Vodacom Akasa. Then, secondly, we went to ABC Motipe. Thirdly, we went to NFD. That was season three. Season four, we even went to the playoffs, and that was premature because our plan was to go to PSL in the fifth year, which is next season. Mm-hmm. So we are in the fourth year, which is still according to our plan. So next season, if we don't get promotion, we will we have planned to acquire a PSL status.
But isn't it taking a shortcut, Bondo, buying a status into the PSL instead of going the full way and fighting for it?
No, we're still fighting. Remember, we are still fighting. We don't know what the decision will be when the PSL finally concludes, or rather find a solution of what will happen with the remaining case. So we are trying to hit one bed, two beds with one stone. So instead of us waiting and see what's going to happen, I mean, nobody knows. The league can be scrubbed. I mean, the season can be scrubbed, or we can find ourselves continue and play the last few games. I think it was about six games left. But we don't know. Our plan is to see ourselves campaigning in the... If they scrap the season, then next season we are in the PSL. So I don't find it as a shortcut. This is just according to our plan. Remember, a plan can fail, a plan can succeed.
But from my understanding, then Chidino, it's almost like saying you're covering your bases. If this one doesn't happen, then we're going to go into that status and buy the status and into the APSA Premiership. But however, with that said, so what if somebody decides that they want to sell, they want to buy now? If somebody comes out and says, okay, even now while we are waiting, we are interested in the sale of the club.
No. We are selling it now as we speak. If you comes to me tomorrow or now and say, you know what, Mr. Ndou, let's discuss. I've got, as I speak, we have got about three offers already. So the lucky bidder might go away with the team. So we have our own conditions or other terms and conditions that we would present to the bidder. And if he is interested, remember, if somebody buys the team now, based on the agreement, he might even start in the next season, right? Back in the GLAD Africa Championship, while we have purchased a status in the PSL. So it's not a matter of saying, look, come and show us interest, and then you will buy next season. No, we are selling it as we speak, and the luckiest bidder is gonna go away with the team.
Hmm. And Akiru Urlena, if I'm interested, so le nyaka bokae?
Okay.
Get a search, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a secret. Yeah. If you are in Limpopo or your team is going to be based in Limpopo, we say, Kwena, take it for 10 million. If you're going to take it to Gauteng, we say, Kwena, it's not going to be 10 million, give us 12 million. That's how it is.
Mm. And you're saying at the moment there has been interest from different people to buy the club. Are these people, I mean, without revealing too much, because I know in situations like this, Gidi Pirinyana, as it were, until the sale is done. But are these people Bamogai, or are these people Batwankantle, Ikodi province in Chedingwe?
I know where you're going, but it's fine. As I said, there's about three. So there's two local and one outside of Limpopo. When I say local, I mean Limpopo, and then one is outside of Limpopo. The same applies to the teams that we are negotiating with. We're not going to reveal their names because we have signed
an undisclosure agreement
until the deal is struck. So yes, there is quite there is about two local and one from outside of Limpopo. But as I said, the amount differs. 10 will be for local because we would wish the team to remain in Limpopo. And then if not, then you will have to dig deeper and give us about 12 million.
Mm. All right. Let's leave it there. Thank you very much for taking time to speak to us and sharing with us where the direction of the club is. That's Chidino Ndo of TTM. So you heard that the club is for sale, but also they are looking at a possibility of gaining that Absa Premiership status. If you have a cool 10 million somewhere, it's just go out there and pay for it. If you are planning on keeping the club in the province of Limpopo, but if you want to take it out, all it takes is just a simple 12 million, you know, not too much, not too less. So you'll be able to go and keep the team there.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.